It's What's Hot and What's Not in the Markets with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Futures and options have risk. What's hot this morning, Randy?
You know, I'd hate to, the broken record that we've been talking about for quite a few, weeks right now is gold continues to set all-time contract highs. That continues to be in play. Cattle hit all-time highs last week, but didn't close at them. They kind of had a little bit of they backed off a little bit, but they're still up in the upper end of their trading ranges, and those are the two markets that continue to look very promising as far as the commodities are concerned.
What's not hot then?
You know, you'd have to almost throw everything else in it, but especially wheat. You know, you saw Chicago wheat and Minneapolis wheat trade to new contract lows here last week, that's in the face of the potential for moisture moving through the winter wheat region, but also because of the expectation that we might see a Black Sea Grain Initiative deal done again, the Grain Initiative, which, allows for Russia and Ukraine to step up their export program, not just for wheat, but also for fertilizer, for corn. And that kind of pulled those two markets down here last week.
Are you expecting wheat to try to buy any acres at all or not?
Well, you'd think at this point, we're going to see the acres inspect, the prospective plantings report. I expect to see spring wheat acres down. And I think, at this point with where wheat is trading, they're going to have to come in and try to bid to just to hold on to the winter wheat acres. A lot of guys could just consider to graze it out with calves, and they're also going to have to look at buying some spring wheat acres. So, yeah, I do expect that market needs to see some strength here in the short term.
Yeah, especially with cattle so high, I could see those guys grazing that off.
Oh, and the feed costs right now haven't been that big of a deterrent to feeding cattle because the corn price is pulling down and wheat also seeing a little bit of a return down. But right now, with the value of wheat to the value of cattle, yeah, it makes more sense to graze out that winter wheat.
That's Randy Martinson, Martinson Ag Risk Management in Fargo.